Okay, welcome to Big, Strong and Physical. Oh, sorry, a load of old toffee, the latest podcast of Stevenage Borough, brought to you in association with
BoroughGuide.com. He's been working
Stevenage
on that
Borough. Stevenage Borough, what is it on a field day? Brilliant.
And David Loy's gym in Stevenage. Long time no see, chaps.
Hello.
Mark Hollis and Dean Thompson alongside us.
Be good, isn't it?
Yeah, if we just get the introductions out the way first of all. We've also got a new...
Got a sprick, haven't he?
A new guest as well.
Who's that, Steve?
Fingers.
Fingers who?
Fingers Lily.
Can I just point out, for anyone listening, that sounded scripted. It weren't. I just do this off the cuff. No motion.
Professional
broadcasters.
Professionals. I make it 9 games since we last met.
Yep.
We lost the first 3.
Used to do these every week, didn't we?
We did, yeah. Yeah. What's happened since? I mean, you've moved house and
I've been decorating and
covered in paint.
Yeah, I've been covered in paint.
Got it out of the beard?
Yeah.
What's the wife done, Mark?
She's been very helpful.
That's not what you said before.
She's good as gold. No, she does. She helps in as much as she stops me from having to paint my son. Or cork him to start for. But yeah.
Okay.
Decorating's dreadful. For anybody that's wondering.
Dino's been in and around. Fingers!
Brilliant.
That wasn't the start of a new sentence.
Gonna have some fun with this one, aren't we? Long time fan?
Not long. 5 or 6 years, probably.
Yeah.
Long enough.
I've been a fan, but I'm regularly the last 3 years, I'd say.
Long enough to have an opinion?
Yeah.
Oh,
yeah.
Right.
Come on, Steve, what have you been doing?
He's come off his bike, bless him.
Glad you find that fun, Mr. Thompson.
It really cheered me up yesterday afternoon. I was sitting there, feeling a bit down, you know, Sunday afternoon, Sunday evening blues.
Yeah.
It comes up on Facebook, Steve's come off his bike.
Absolutely delighted.
Can I just say,
I was doing third act from Singing in the Rain round my front room.
Can I just say how lucky you are to actually have me here this evening doing this. Do not ride a bike without a helmet, that's all I can say. 9 games.
Do not ride a bike, you helmet. Yeah, anyway.
9 games since we were last on. We were flying high then, weren't we?
We lost the first 3.
Unbeaten for about 24, but then we go into the Shrewsbury game and lost 3 on the bounce.
Oh, brilliant, eh?
And it almost appeared to be back to normal.
We lost to Shrewsbury, then who did we lose to? Oxford, and that was diabolical.
Yeah, that was appalling.
And away at Mansfield, that wasn't particularly good either.
No, I didn't go there.
No.
But I remember a thing that I said on the last podcast. Because we were getting all carried away, weren't we? And we said,
like we do,
winning runs and all that. And I said, we're going to get beat. It's about how we react to getting beat. Do you remember I said that thing?
And
we reacted to getting beat by
getting beat again
twice more. But we've reacted to getting beat 3 times. It's been alright since then, hasn't it?
So have we played since then, Steve?
Well, it started with a draw with Bury.
That was diabolical, wasn't
it? Yeah, that's poor.
Not a pretty game to watch, was it? Who I thought were the best side we've seen before that game.
Yeah.
And I've heard since that they're probably one of the best sides in the league again. So they're obviously hitting form. And
but
I think
Barry Dean said at the start of the season wouldn't do anything. I think that's the same one, isn't it? That I said they'd have a good season.
I do seem to recall him saying that as well.
I said they signed a load of old has-beens.
Yeah.
Who are they no longer playing.
Yeah.
And then from Barry we've gone Hartlepool, Southend, draw with Wickham. And then wins against Plymouth and Newport.
I hate Wickham.
Yeah.
Everything to do with them.
Yeah.
So it was.
Fans.
Most people do.
Fans, manager, players, ground.
Town.
Town. The bloke who came on the Borough chat like Wickham was the only place in the world that had a strip club. Go away, lot of young.
Did you go to Wickham?
No.
All right.
Have you been keeping up with the local news? 4 nights and out of the last 7 that they've been vandalising each other's cars. 200 cars been vandalised
in Wickham.
They even hate each other.
Nothing else to do, I suppose.
And same area, is it?
Yeah, I think so.
I vaguely remember seeing something today.
Mm. I did see something on their forum saying that it was our players going around kicking off. I don't know how accurate that is.
Come on, let's get that out of the way.
Big strong players.
What on earth is all that about?
It's if there's one thing in this world that annoys you, Steve, it's other people saying we're big, strong and physical.
Easy, isn't it?
And it's dirty, cheating.
Yeah, you got that right, yeah.
Ah, you're wrong. I'm wet. I don't take offence to that at all.
You don't fight back, do you?
No. What's that got to do with being wet?
Somebody, I think, called Steve a bit wet on the forum this last week.
Did you get attacked?
Yeah.
You lambasted on Borough Chat. It's not nice, is it?
Yeah.
Well, I've had that for 15 years.
I thought it was quite... I don't think it was right in what was said, actually, but there you go. Fact was...
What you should have done is printed that out, we could have gone through it. Sentence by sentence.
After the post-match talk, it came up that Stevenage... There were texts coming in and tweets that Stevenage were physical, weren't they?
Yeah.
And I kind of disagreed, but obviously not strong enough, because...
I remember that thread.
Yeah.
I didn't think it was impolite.
What was?
The original post. I thought it was... It wasn't.
No, not the original post. It was a follow-up one.
Oh, was it? And, who was it?
usual suspect.
Our mate Mr. Chads.
Oh, you had a poppy, did you?
Yeah. Even. Yeah, and then it was called wet.
And, I'm surprised you still listen to what he says.
Well, he doesn't listen to us, does he? So he won't even hear that.
So
no point talking about
say
it.
Say anything you want about him on it.
So he says.
Anything you want.
Apart from the commentary at Artie probably listened to.
Yeah. But it is something that's surfacing its head again, isn't it? Why is that, Dwayne?
Every week, I'd say.
Because we're beating teams.
Yeah. They don't like it. Well, Wigan was the worst one, I think. I saw their forum was full of comments. Same with Plymouth. There was a lot of comments after that game. But if you look at the stats, it's complete opposite, isn't it?
Well,
Dino can read you some stats.
People don't like to admit that that we're not...
Yeah. And I'm just...
That we're good.
I'm just looking up now, because they sometimes put it on the BBC. I counted the fouls up in the Plymouth game. We conceded, 6? They conceded 10. Saturday was 5, I think, we conceded, and they conceded 12.
Yeah.
Well, there you have it, gentlemen.
Well, yeah, look at Newport.
But we always have the referees on our side, don't we?
Oh, here we go. Wickham, fouls 10, Stevenage 11 that particular day.
That includes offsides and...
Yeah, it does, yeah.
Handballs, that sort of
thing. That's why I've been counting, because I'm only tallying up the actual fouls. I'm not including handballs, I'm not including offsides. So 10 v 11. And, you know, one's going to be an handball, one's going to be an offside at least then. So it's not outrageous, is it?
Well, you were there, Dean. Where did that all come from? Because were we any more physical than Wickham were?
No, I didn't go. I wasn't at Wickham.
No, I didn't go.
But, you know, Wickham have had it... There's not too many teams in this league that like to get stuck in, and we do, you know. And as Graham's gone on and on and on over the years, we're a small club that can't afford the best players, so he has to develop those players to play a style which is successful. And he's done it before, and he's doing it again. He's in the middle of doing it again, and finally I think the penny's dropping, and we are, ain't it? I love it. We're irritating opposition teams again. And you're already 1-0 up before you step on the pitch if you've irritated them. Some people, like Wickham got upset by Southend this week, didn't they? With one of their players saying, "Oh, you know, we're better than Wickham." Oh, and official tweeters, all they should do is report the fact. Don't give opinion. Don't try and be funny, because it doesn't become most of them.
No,
because they usually wear a CNA sweater and are usually a little bit more rotund than
always have a scarf on
than the average. So. They shouldn't get involved in banter. Just report the facts. Oh,
I know some very funny fat people who shop at CNA. So I think it's just...
But they don't
not,
do it.
Just, I don't want to point out that that's not the view of old Toffee in general. It's just Dean's.
The one I almost invited onto the pitch afterwards to reenact a free kick was from... Who was he from?
Plymouth.
Yeah. South End.
Oh yeah, the South End fella.
He was a plum, that one doing Wickham.
Yeah.
I was very, very rude.
Yeah, you were very rude to him.
You replied to him.
Yeah, you were very rude to him.
Didn't respond.
But, you know, their 6 foot two centre half's gone into 5 foot eight Charlie Lee, and the bloke's sitting there listening to me and Steve going, "That's a foul, that's a foul."
Yeah, we'll get your cards out, ref.
Yeah, yeah. And he was shaking his head. He was sitting in the row in front of us, and I'm like, "Never a foul, never a foul." So sorry, I mimed tapping him on the shoulder.
Yeah, 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 yeah.
Tapped him on the shoulder. Anyway, I shut down the microphone and I took my earphones off and I had a full to do with him about it. And
while,
I said,
while the game's going on,
while the game's going on, yeah,
I said to him,
"I'll go on the pitch with you afterwards and we'll reenact that. I'll be the centre half, you be Charlie Lee. And when you're getting up off the ground, you tell me whether you think that's a free kick or not."
That was
good.
There's one floor there. You wouldn't be allowed onto our hallowed turf.
No.
for fear of
repairing.
Yeah.
We don't want to kick that surface up, do we?
Charlie Lee is actually 6 foot four, but standing on our pitch, he looks 5 foot eight.
Somebody did do a survey today, didn't they, on our side, and worked out that the average height was 5 foot 11.
Yeah. One inch above the average of 5 foot 10, UK average.
Yeah.
And, Chris Day takes that up, doesn't he? And Biron Dembele. And that is it.
Yeah.
Okay. Anyway, I don't think we were that great Saturday against Newport, but I didn't think we were ever going to lose it.
No, I think we did a job, made hard work of it, I thought.
Very comfortable, I thought.
Yeah.
Until the last
very end, wasn't it?
Yeah.
I haven't seen the highlights, I didn't realise how close they were, to be honest, but yeah, until then. Until they scored.
Yeah.
On the 88th minute. Yeah.
As you've mentioned, highlights. Why did the Football League bother putting those videos out? We've got highlights for three goals, and we're not going to show you any build-up to any goals ever. You can essentially see the ball crossing the line. I don't know who's hit it.
Well,
abysmal. Absolutely abysmal.
And the red cards.
Yeah, Southend game. The build-up to one of the Southend games was fantastic, wasn't it? Southend goals, I'd say. And you couldn't see it on the video.
No.
I don't know what's going on there.
Kennedy goal, wasn't it? And Zola put him in.
I look at Portsmouth won 6-2 at Cambridge, didn't they? And I had to watch the highlights.
Oh, of course you did.
I had to sit through
them. Why?
With my friend Rich and
of the show.
Friend of the show, yeah. They have a 3-minute option and a 9-minute option. So I don't know why we don't have two options. But you're right. What we put up on Borough Player that people are paying £45 or whatever a year for, it ain't good enough.
But so that's not us, is it? That's not our video, is it? That's the stuff that the Football League send us.
But if Portsmouth can get two lots of clips, then why can't we get two lots of clips?
That's maybe their ground's big enough to hold two cameras.
That's filmed.
No, they do pitch side, don't they?
It's that's filmed by the agency that supplied BBC, Sky and everybody else.
Yeah, well, that's what I mean. So I can't remember the game the other day. We scored an absolute beauty down here. Real nice bit of build-up play.
And fair play to
what's the one with Parrott put in through? It was shooting up, wasn't it?
Ben,
Andrade.
Yeah, that's it. You don't see the ball go through, you see Andrade falling over his own feet.
But fair play to Dave and Dan. They put a
YouTube clip up, and
I think we need more of that.
Why is the footage that's supplied to us? We shouldn't have to do our own.
That didn't even pick up the horrible challenge on Birra at the end, did it?
No, yeah, I've seen it. I've only seen it.
Clearly, I've seen that.
That was Newport for the cell stands.
That was great. That clip.
Good camera, wasn't it?
Lovely and clear, wasn't it?
Yeah. I don't know how they got away with doing that, but it was.
We also saw the aftermath when he shoved Dean Wells as well, which you didn't get on the Football League show.
Daisy went off on one and all, didn't he?
There was a lot going on there, wasn't it? He was intent on getting himself sent off, Zabrowski, wasn't he?
You're a big fan of his, aren't you?
Oh, boy. When he got. He'd spoken to him three times, hadn't he? Because he'd had an altercation with Birra, he'd had an altercation with Chris, and he'd had an altercation with Wellesley. And then there's that challenge, which was a straight red any day.
Terrible.
Any day at all.
Someone like Birra to get up and square up to him. He's one of the most laid back player we got. But he was.
No, we got one. We got a more laid back player.
Calvin Zola.
No.
He's literally laid back.
Yeah. We got Mr. Cool in our side. Saw him on Saturday for the first time in ages.
Who?
Oh,
Jerome
Akimo. I love that man.
Oh, I love Akimo.
Very, very good.
I do love that man.
He's just no fluster about him, is he? He does his job and he'll just get on with it.
Anyone that puts him up backside street, he don't even his facial expression, it's almost as if he's had Botox before he goes out, because you don't see a line, you don't see a crease in his face. He just plays football. Yeah. Don't get involved.
Lovely.
He don't give a tinker's cuss.
Great attitude. I love him.
Yeah, I like him.
I thought he was great on Saturday, especially as he's just come in. I don't know, how many games has he been out?
Didn't I hear this week he only got back into training on Thursday?
He wasn't due to start, I don't think.
I guess Rory was injured, wasn't he? Everyone else, really.
Well, it was where we sat, the executive box was empty, and it was full of players, wasn't it?
Yeah.
And children and wives. I think I counted 8 players injured that sat behind me at one point, which is slightly uncomfortable because I have slagged each and every one at some point this season. Yeah, Rory was giving me the old skunk eye. I just thank God Bruno was on the bench.
Quite interesting though, isn't it? I mean, we were talking about it. I think there was only 4 of the sides that were playing in that lead up to Christmas and over Christmas.
Yeah, so you were saying, yeah.
Who've actually been playing regularly since then, and we're on this other good run. So, where do you go when these players are back and fit and available? Because, you know, some of them might
probably win the league. That's probably what'll happen. They'll come back and we'll win the league.
We'll
give Graham a cuddle.
I can't wait for Adam Merritt to come back. I don't know if it'll be this season, but
How many of those players are going to walk back in and just say, right, that's my spot? And
Marriott, I would have thought.
Yeah,
possibly. Yeah,
in place of.
I don't know, it depends on Graham wants to play. But I think he's loving Beardsley at the moment. And all right, the fans are not appreciating what Beardsley's doing, but I kind of understand what Graham's playing him as. He wants him to run the channels, he wants him to work those defences down. And he don't particularly want him to, you know, score him a hat trick, but
somebody who should remain nameless tried to tell me the other day that Chris Beardsley's lazy.
Who said that?
I'm not gonna name names. and I went, sort of understand you not liking anything else about his game, but the last thing in the list of things that Chris Beardsley ain't, lazy, is bottom, second from bottom, and third from bottom.
Yeah, nobody works harder, do they?
No. And that's what Graham wants him to do.
Yeah.
And that's why he won't take all this Ben Kennedy adulation, because he's saying, you know, as we all know, Steve, you are rude for suggesting that we should get excited about Ben Kennedy because you're not appreciating what the rest of the team does. And that's what he's referring to. He's referring to the likes of Beardsley, to the likes of Whelpdale, that are doing their graft and not getting the fans' adulation for that. So
I'm wet and rude.
I think you're rude. You're very, very, very rude, if I'm honest. But, you know, we all know that you like to make a mountain out of a molehill, you know, as you have done in the past.
But should we talk about Ben Kennedy?
Yeah.
I love him.
Steve loves him. Steve loves him.
I saw him on Tuesday night for the first time and I went into that ground and I thought... he'd already started off on a negative with me because everyone likes him so much.
And you've got to dislike him a little bit.
He ain't never going to live up to the hype. But I thought he was decent. And he was decent again Saturday. And he's a right irritating little swine.
Absolutely superb.
He's got a bit of arrogance about him, a bit of belief, which we need, really.
Yeah.
With that shot he had first half when that run down the left. And I didn't think anything was on, but seeing the highlights, keeper saved it. I thought it was a good effort. Yeah. But
I didn't realise the keeper had got a touch on that, because I was ready to slate him for that, because someone was on the edge of the box and he could have laid it off. And if he hadn't got a corner out of that, I'd have been going loopy loo at him if I was playing with him. But he made the keeper work, so you can't knock him for that.
You can see why the fans love him as well. Yeah, all right, Graham's right, and he's trying to keep a lid on things so he doesn't get too overexcited. But you don't often see an 18-year-old kid come in and play football like he's been playing at that level for his entire life, and doesn't seem fazed by anything at all. I don't care who you are, I'm going to run you out. I don't care, Peter Hartley, that you're 3 times the size of me. You'd absolutely eat me alive.
What was going on? We didn't pick up on that, Peter.
It was absolutely real.
Or much of it, anyway.
I think some of the pictures afterwards told a million stories, didn't they?
Peter Hartley went in at him after he'd caught Matey in goal late. Peter Hartley had a go at him, and then Kennedy was having a go at him from 30 yards away after Walks had dragged him away.
That was a great thing.
Hartley got a bit of stick, though, afterwards. By the way, I'm giving Hartley some stick. We went 1-0 up.
Balmy Army giving ex-player stick shocker.
you've got Peter Hartley on the side of the 18-yard box on the East Terrace side, on the corner of the box.
Yeah.
You've got Ben Kennedy on the corner of the box on the main stand side of the 18-yard box, and the Balmy Army start piping up, Hartley, what's the score? About 30 seconds left to play. Within 5 seconds of that song starting, Ben Kennedy starts laughing from where he is on his side of the 18-yard box.
Enjoyed it.
Ran the full width for the 18-yard box to go up and whisper in something in Hartley's ear, to which Hartley booted him and pushed him on the floor. Absolutely brilliant.
And do you know what?
Absolutely brilliant.
I'm all for that.
Yeah.
If you're cocky enough to get in a player, that you deserve a kick and you deserve being pushed to the floor.
We saw it at Hartlepool, didn't we? When we had that centre half up against him, who was literally pulling him around, pushing him, grabbing his shirt, pulling him away.
He wanted a fight, as Ben Kennedy said.
Yeah, and Kennedy said to him, "What happened there then?" He said, "He wanted to fight every time I went past him." He says, "But I got him in the end. I just said, I scored twice."
You know, it's just so unmatched of the day. It was just brilliant.
And the Wickham one. He's been buffeted around a bit by Alfie Mawson, who's one of the big, you know, up and coming youngsters in the Football League.
Strong.
Big, strong, physical centre half, he is.
Who's he play for?
Wickham.
Oh,
yeah. Right. Yeah. And he's upended him, hasn't he? And all of a sudden, it's turned into an issue, and he's getting all sorts of stick from underneath.
He's ended up on the floor pointing at him and really giving him some stick, and he had to be pulled away in the end by a couple of the other players.
Well, I think it was a Plymouth game that.
Should we explain that we've just been moved out of Vegas? <That's> not usually. We're now sitting at the edge of the M25, and so there's plenty of background.
And this is 3/4 of an hour late, so we forgot what we were talking about. There was a game, and I think it was the previous home game to the Plymouth game, and he's in on a corner, and he's standing toe to toe with a keeper, and Walton's had to come and oik him out and drag him out of the D because there's a red card in it.
Oh Christ almighty.
There is a red card.
Yeah, we win a lot of penalties though, I think.
Well, he's won two, isn't he?
And the way that Walton looks after him is the best thing I've seen Walton do in a Stevenage. You can see the experience, and he knows exactly.
And the day up at Hartlepool, him and Beardo were up there, weren't we? And you could see Beardsley talking to him all the way through, and you can see Walton doing the same. I wonder
whether that comes natural to him, or whether that's it's as a result of spending 3-4 years, however long he's been here, kicking around the likes of Chris Beardsley and learning the Graham Westley way.
Well, I think he's got a long way to go, because he won that penalty, didn't he? And he went after the ball. And he put his hands into like a prayer, pleading with Walton to let him take it. And Walton's going, "That'd be so ridiculous."
Not a hope, son.
And then Dean Parrott probably went to him, "Nah, don't leave it to Waltz. Leave it to Waltz."
Yeah. Talking about penalties, Wickham.
I didn't know that had happened until about Wednesday.
Well, I was listening and I was watching. No, I was at work, so I was listening, and I was how your emotions change within the space of 2 minutes. I was pleading for us to hang on for a point, and then you're gutted that you've only got one. Weird, isn't it?
And I was thinking after the game on Saturday, those 2 points,
where
would we be now?
In the playoffs.
But you look at
only point beyond Luton,
one point beyond Luton.
And then you could look at the Plymouth penalty down there early in the season. There's another two on top of that.
Yeah.
There was another game as well. We lost at the last minute, wasn't it?
Morecambe, wasn't it? Where we drew quite late.
Yeah, that's it, yeah.
If we'd have scored the penalty against Wickham, though, you know that Bruno would have snapped his leg on the way through and not scored that winner in the last minute.
Maybe.
He nearly did anyway.
Yeah, it kind of...
It was the longest run towards goal ever.
I was adamant that he ain't scoring that.
No, he's getting all... uffed and puffed, and I'm just sitting back going, "Well, it ain't going
in." I barely even celebrated. I was just in absolute shock and awe.
Mind me thinking that, play Dino.
He looked absolutely elated, bless him. He obviously likes being here.
Yeah.
And he had a nice old cuddle up from everyone. He seems quite popular.
You like him, don't you?
I quite like him. I think it's that final product, but I think he's better through the middle.
Yeah.
A bit like Sterling at Liverpool. I think he's got that pace. I think he'd be quite handy.
He's never been in the middle for us, though, has he? He's always been.
No.
He worked way up to the middle by performing in the position he put in, though. He ain't done that yet, so.
Mr. Crosser was letting
him
down.
I don't rate him at all. I was very, very surprised when we brought him back in. Very surprised.
But do you remember when did we last speak to Graham? End of last season?
I don't know.
And I think it was off mic, and we said
he said he's going to be a player, he's going to go a long way in the game.
Yeah, I was really surprised at that.
The furthest
because he's so not a Graham Wesley player. If, you know, he's a fancy Dan, steps over, air cuts, that sort of thing. He just don't seem a Graham Wesley type.
No,
but you know,
very very grateful to him for the goal. But
very grateful.
I don't rate him. Still don't rate him.
There was one game last season, he came on quite late and he turned the game around. I can't remember who it was. We were losing, he came on and we ended up winning. Mm. It was a big game. I can't remember who it was now, but I've been impressed since then. But he hasn't done a lot since then, to be fair. But,
I think the furthest he'll probably go is Hyde. It's quite a long way, isn't it?
harsh. What about some of the other players then? I mean, Birra.
I don't like to pick out individuals, Steve.
Birra's been awesome, I think.
He's a good defender, Birra.
Yeah.
He's a good defender.
Very good defender.
I always rated him. I think he's a great player.
In some
he had such a rough patch when he moved to left back.
He didn't play one position. Yeah.
But then he was moved into centre half in that spell, wasn't he?
And where were we? Northampton.
Northampton.
He had a diabolical afternoon.
He just looked like somebody who completely
shot on confidence.
Somebody
who'd been picked up the season before and then bombed out the team in a league below.
I don't know what you mean, Mark.
His face when he scored on Saturday, he
got away with two things on Saturday for me. Story got through because he actually didn't lay it back today. He went and turned and crashed it into Story.
Yeah.
And in the lead up to the red card, Story's gone into the box. His hand's on his back. Now, Story's gone down there. Referee's got to give a penalty.
Done well winning the ball, though, didn't he?
Yeah, but his hand was up.
He's got a bit of smudger about him.
Do you know
get yourself right on the brink and then get yourself out of it.
A lot of effie about him.
Yeah.
Do you know who he reminds me of for his blocking and his something in his Mark Roberts? He reminds me of Mark Roberts with
he gets the first ball, doesn't he?
And if he don't win the first one, he makes it sure as hell he wins the second.
And whatever it is, he win, you know, the first ball, he'll get something on it, whatever it may be.
He can defend.
I think I said it on Saturday, though. I love getting that ball in the area for him to attack from the set pieces.
Yeah, I said something on Wednesday. He's 6 inches bigger than anybody else in that box, Saturday, and Kennedy's put it on a sixpence for him.
And he just moves trees, doesn't he, to get on the end of it. He might not get a good solid contact. Saturday, he did.
He did Saturday,
And he did it Crawley last year.
Mm. I don't want to big him up too much. He'd be probably one of the first names on my team sheet.
We've got some good centre halves as well, really. Probably our strongest position, I'd say.
Yeah, no, you're right.
That was central midfield.
With you know, Ash is back. Yeah. Who knows where Ash is going to be at the end of the season? But for me, when he came back in a couple of weeks ago, he was brilliant. And Darius,
and Worley.
Yeah, we've got Worley to come back. I mean, we put a kibosh on Charles, didn't we, by saying he was our player of the season? And, you know, 20 minutes later. Ash has thrown that player out of the way, and then he was rushing to get some retribution, and they just clashed. And
he'd certainly win my most improved player at the end of season, dude. Player of the year, I'm not sure. We're getting into the realms of having to talk about who our player of the year would be, actually, and I don't know where it would go.
I think there's someone who's fast playing themselves into that, and that's one of the central midfielders, Dean Parra.
Yeah.
Yes.
Give him a vote. At the moment.
And he's had a majestic comeback, hasn't he? Bearing in mind he was oinked by Graham some months ago. When was that? October? When Roef told Graham that he didn't quite know what he was doing.
Talking of getting yanked.
Are we?
Martin. Dean Martin, Dave Martin.
Dave Martin.
Dave Martin. Tuesday night.
Yeah.
Ball breaks to him on the edge of the box.
Yeah.
There'd been a break. The ball broke down, he turned away and walked back towards our goal as the ball broke to exactly where he was standing. 5 seconds later, he's on the back on the bench again with a jump on. Now, I said, he's been yanked there. for not paying attention and doing it. No. He's picked up a knock. He's had an injury. Right. He's blah, blah, blah.
I think he had an injury.
Did he have a knock?
Yeah,
okay.
Yeah. I'd have said that.
Perhaps it was a coincidence. But I
remember talking about it, and I said he's done that himself because he put himself in trouble when he stretched to get it back.
Right. I was going to say, he went immediate. Ball
broke
to him. I feel
a bit sorry for him because the first time I saw him was at Hartlepool. And he was wearing this...
Well, that's the first game he played, Dean, so...
He was wearing this rascal grey hoodie.
You can't get away with using words like rascal.
I know it's
You're
the,
a 53-year-old man.
I know it's the word the kids use. I sees him on Saturday, and he's still wearing this grey hoodie. You think he'd give him a tracksuit top by now, wouldn't you?
Yeah.
I mean, he scored a goal and everything, you know. Surely that's enough to get you a branded club.
We've forgotten.
Yeah. They really should lock Bradbury End up, shouldn't they?
I think Kennedy's still only got a green one, hasn't he? They're still the youth team one.
Whereas, Graham wears his Adidas, doesn't he? But yeah. Graham's got black, blue, red, white. Has them all hung up in his wardrobe from dark to light at Wesley Towers.
Yeah.
Okay, before we look at what we've got coming up, are we allowed to talk about a Luke Life?
I'm not. I'm in no position to.
What are you going to do, Steve?
This one's all on you. All I would say is that I was the real driving force behind the last one.
Yeah, you turned up on the night.
What an absolute success that was. So, how are you getting on
and
the
how much,
this one?
How much
Steve?
Input have you had in this one?
Well, nothing. Hence why we've got nobody coming.
No, we have.
No, I lie. I do you a disservice, Steve. You've done ever so well.
We have got a guest list, and I don't know. Do we release who we've actually got so far? Because we are still working on a couple of others.
You've got some players coming, haven't you? We've got some old players from the Newcastle Stevenage
era.
Original FA Cup tie.
All right, well, we might as well say who they are now, didn't we?
I thought that was the whole point.
Trebs.
That's Neil Treble.
Yeah. Trotty.
Robin Trott.
Crex.
Scott Cretton,
yeah. They're all going to be part of it, and still working on another couple as well, so we are looking to hold that on the 27th of March. Yeah. Friday the 27th
of
March.
This month.
So, well, we did kind of put a teaser out, didn't we?
20 days.
Don't worry.
I'm not sure if you're aware, but I'm going to Gambia in 26 or 27 days.
Are you? Should have said. So, just that.
I'm still doing nothing for charity.
News on that will be released very shortly.
I did up my direct debit to Amnesty by £1.
What, with your B&Q charge card as maxed out as it is?
Yeah. By £1.
Anyway, I reckon Jimmy Dack reckons he only needs to win 6 games to get in the playoffs.
Jimmy Dack, is that a Jimmy Dack he's been
having? Yeah, brilliant.
I just quite like him.
Nice fella. Lovely fella. Never thought he'd be a manager.
No.
Don't think he will be for much longer, to be honest.
No, I don't think he will be. But then, I don't know if I mentioned it on Twitter, but I sat next to Kevin Ratcliffe on Saturday, the ex-Wales and Everton captain.
Right. Well, you know you mentioned it on Twitter because you took a selfie with him in the background.
Put him right on a few footballing matters, pre-match, as you do. And he reckons that he's so laid back that he could actually be already be in a job for the summer back down south at Gillingham, so, which is why he's not that bothered.
Oh, right.
Which I thought was a bit harsh.
What was his take on Everton season?
We didn't get into that. I was talking about Newport and our side.
Focusing
really
on the job in hand, were you?
Yeah, absolutely.
That's why I don't get asked to do these things.
Yeah. Trouble is,
why are they called the Toffee Men?
So, I like Jimmy. Nice fella. Having said that, I don't like the guy that we're coming up against this Saturday.
Richard Money.
Dickie Dosh.
I saw summoned Richard Money up. I see him in Cambridge City Centre on a Sunday. Nowhere near the Cambridge Stadium. Shopping with his wife. Top to toe in Cambridge training wear. Get out of town, Richard. Get out of town.
Who did they play on?
They won.
Shrewsbury.
They got a late point.
I just saw a picture of the Shrewsbury manager being interviewed after that.
Richard Money
was in the dugout with a face like thunder, as which reminded me of when he...
Did he have his assistant manager with his phone out reading him the football results out like he did
pants
when he came down?
Yeah. You got your binoculars for Saturday so you can see the pitch?
No, we're all right.
It's just the away end that you can't see anything. Yeah.
I had my greatest away end moment ever at Cambridge.
Did you?
Ball blazed over the bar by someone straight onto my head, and I headed it back and landed in the roof of the net.
Ah.
And the whole of Cambridge Stadium was singing Sign Him Up. All five. Brilliant. That's the best thing I've ever done with a football, ever.
It's a big game Saturday, isn't it? Cambridge. Got want to win that one. Down there, in front of their own fans.
I think you're going to need more than 71 points, though. I think you're going to need 73, 74 this season. Because the bottom three or four are so poor that there's more points going to be at the top than there's at the bottom.
How much have the other teams got to play each other?
I don't know.
Twice each.
Not still.
Do you think we're going to get in there, Lily?
Yeah, I think we are. I hope we don't go up, though. I'd rather stay down another season myself. I think we'd struggle straight away next season.
My Luton supporting chums at work all said the same thing.
You can't do that.
You can't get to playoffs and say you don't want to go up. You have to, once you get there, you've got to.
No, they've got to try and get up there, but I think it'd be better for us to stay down.
I agree.
Get all the money from the run.
I know what you're saying.
I think we've got a squad, by and large, that would see us all right in League One, though. If League One's anything like it was when we went down, if we hold on to that squad, I think we'd do as a ball and all right.
Difference between the two divisions, I think, seeing the season.
Massive, massive.
Look at Yeovil.
A lot of poor teams in League Two.
Yeovil, don't it?
I always remember when we were back in the conference talking to Simo, who was the press officer at Dagenham, and they'd just gone up, and they'd gone up into League One, and him saying, we're just scared stiff because there's no way we can compete with the likes of the other clubs that are in that league. And I think they came straight down, didn't they? I mean, to be honest, I think to stay up that one season, not only stay up, but
got to the playoffs.
Up again,
reach the playoffs was astonishing.
But we had momentum, didn't we? We had a squad.
Graham, I'd be most disappointed in you two. No.
Why?
I think we'll be all right. If he can keep that nucleus, all right. I don't think we're going to see Ash next season. I don't think, there's going to be two or three there that are out of contract, and Darius has played well. Is he going to sign a new deal? Is he going to go elsewhere? I don't know whether his contract's up. Is Daisy going to have another season
in
him?
That's what I'm worried about, goalkeeping.
Depends where we are though. What league we're in, isn't it?
Yeah.
At least we've done it before, recently. Yeah. So some of them have been there before.
But if we do it, you can see Graham wanting Dave, Charles, Beardsley to be around because they...
Keane.
Yeah.
Massive.
We haven't talked about Keane, have we?
No, I'm over the moon with that.
Yeah.
He is only one card away from a 2-game suspension, and we have only got him for 4 games.
Yeah, but I think that...
And he is the master of the yellow card.
Yeah, I think this is a loan for a view to a permanent, surely.
I'd hope so.
Gotta be.
That will upset them from the other side of the border, wouldn't it?
Yeah, they're not happy over there, are they?
Juby?
4th in the table? With a gentleman as a manager.
One win of your stadium renamed.
One win and 4 defeats in the last 5.
It's not good, is it?
You can see the wheels falling off. I have to drive past a couple of them on the way home from work.
Would you speak to many of them? What's the...
Yeah, loads of Luton at work, yeah.
What is the reaction? What are they feeling?
They've been sulking all year.
They just don't like the way Stilly plays, do they? With one up front.
We just don't know what to do. We had Gray and now we don't know where the goals come from. Yeah, but you're third. Well, yeah, I know, but we should be... Jesus Christ. You know what I mean? You went up last year and you're third in the league.
I had a trot over to Outlaws today and had a look, and they were like, if we'd have kept AG, we'd be top by now. Well, that's like us saying if Steve Morrison was still banging them in for us, we'd be in the championship.
If we had Barry Owls, Steve Morrison, George Boyd and that all playing in the team at the same time in their pomp, we'd win the Champions League.
They cashed in on Gray and he didn't replace. Anyway, what are we talking about Luton?
I don't know, because they duffed up their captain, never mind.
I got a text after my two-way on into the studio on Saturday. I couldn't repeat it on here. Because I did a bit of trolling live on air.
Excellent. Excellent. You shouldn't take delight in other people's misfortune, though. So.
No, I know.
All the best to Luton. The remainder of the season goes as swimmingly as the last five games.
Do you fancy playing them three times in a week?
No.
Last game of the season, though, isn't it? It's potentially a massive game.
Yeah, but then we could play them twice more.
Well, yeah, that's it, yeah. Or last we could knock season. Them out of the playoffs.
Yeah, you'd be getting held back in Luton's away end until the following Wednesday. Stevenage plans, please remain in the ground after the final whistle.
It? Can you imagine it?
The E&Q has been emptied of all cleaning equipment.
We'd have to take our own mops, wouldn't we?
We'd take our own riot shields.
I think there's a bit of a plan for the away the last game of the season. Oh, with I think Alex has had some kind of brainwave to raise a bit of money for Mitchell Cole's cardiology, but I think that'll be coming out soon. I don't know too much about it, but I think
make
it involves,
sure you bring it up now, then.
I think it involves fancy dress, which will help when you're trying to get out of Luton very quickly.
Inconspicuously.
Looking at the running, we've got it quite good, haven't we?
We've had a tough run recently, haven't we? Well, we've played a lot of top teams. So
yeah, the last six games, five have been sides that are in and around the playoffs. But, you know, the games left, you've got Burton and Northampton in there.
Yeah, Burton will be tough. But, yeah.
I mean, Burton's obviously the highlight one, but the rest of them, you've got to say,
if
you were picking
it,
these are the sides that you're going to be playing. Carlisle and Tranmere and Accrington.
I can see us winning seven of our last 11.
Oh dear, why do we do this?
Have we heard that before?
Do you remember when we had Jeff Woad on here and we just beat Sheffield United 4-0? And then we were going, well, we'll beat them. Oh, my God.
Everything you said, Steve didn't react to. Nothing.
Anyway,
Jeff Woad.
I think we're going to get in. I think we're going to win seven of our last 11, or certainly we're going to have enough points to get in. We don't look like losing. And, you know, he's going, and we have got injuries. We did have eight players sitting in the stands Saturday, but we're still winning games. Look at those from over in Stadium MK. Yeah, he's got players out. He can't win a game for Toffee. But we're still winning
sure
games.
I played as well, didn't it?
It's beautiful. It was heartbreaking listening to him on one of them, because it was...
He was apologising to his family, to the players, to the supporters, to the new city of Milton Keynes.
It's all his fault and...
Well, do the honourable thing then,
Carl.
Yeah,
I was going to say, amazing that you're still employed, Mr. Robinson.
You're right, though. We don't look like losing. There's confidence there, isn't it? You can see it. Like we said with Kennedy earlier on, but they actually believe they can win these games now. And even when we're like the South End game, we're behind and they're chasing the game.
I have to admit, I said at 2-1, we ain't getting back in.
No, we look
and
then buried.
He introduces the boy wonder.
Oh, you know. We'll have to see. What is the latest news on Marriott? Is he out for the season? Or?
Don't know. He went under the knife, didn't he? One day we had a midweek game, so he's got to be 4 weeks at least away. But then Akimo was back a week early, and hopefully McAllister's going to be banging on the door soon.
Calvin could be back.
Play 30 minutes here and there.
Has he played a full game yet?
No.
Complete?
If you add all his minutes up, he still ain't played a full game.
He played one whole half, didn't he?
That's the longest
he's
helped him out. So he's probably done 90.
Yeah.
Just about. Not a bad return from...
probably top
earner.
Earning more wages than half has got put together. But,
I was really excited when he signed as well. I was really excited.
Wallace must be delighted.
Couldn't wait.
It's all right, he gets him sweeping up after, because he gets
Graham,
his value.
Talk me through these thousands and thousands and thousands of pounds you've spent on stuff to do with something called Zola.
If you think about it, if he's still with us, it would be like a new signing at the start of next summer, wouldn't it?
Yeah, but we've said that three times when he's come back, and then we haven't seen him for a fortnight after. We saw him at Morecambe, then we saw him against Southend. And,
he set up that goal at Southend, they did do something.
Yeah.
That was a good goal.
Yeah.
A glimpse of what... could have been.
You got a game for us, Mark?
I don't know why you do this. I've told you.
Why are you shaming him publicly? Look, I bought popcorn. Be happy with it.
I'm very busy at work these days as well, if it happens. So no is the short answer. No, there is no game tonight.
So I think we're going to beat Cambridge on Saturday. I think we're going to win
2-1. 3-1.
3-1.
Yep. Well, we scored a goal, wasn't we? As we said, with the second highest scorer, so yeah.
Worst score.
I'll take 2-0, I reckon.
We didn't ask Fingers Lily why he's called Fingers Lily, and it's a brilliant story. So I think before we go.
Go on then, Dean.
Fingers Lily, why are you called Fingers Lily?
I'm not sure it's anything that you told us before. I'm not sure it's repeatable. I don't think it's repeatable on
well, part
record.
Of it gives away part of my name, doesn't it? So.
Where have you been, though? Because you've only been on the forum predominantly more over the last few weeks.
A bit longer than that, but yeah. Well, I was voted the newcomer of the year, wasn't I?
Oh, were you?
Yeah.
What was a prestigious award?
Yeah.
What made you post? What was it that enticed you in? Riveting bit of debate was on.
Nothing particularly, no. I've been around for a while, not as active possibly, but yeah.
Just getting a little bit more confident.
See, I said this to our friend Owen, who used to tweet us on a Saturday, then he posted on Borough Chat, and I said, don't do it, because it'll take over your life, Owen. Well, sure enough.
He's a fixture.
He's as regular as clockwork. But yeah.
And Pat. Good old Pat.
Yeah, we like Pat.
Anyway, we're not going to get the answers to why Fingers Lily is called
Tell
Fingers
us the fingers
Lily.
Bit, because that is just the best. Not only did you break your fingers once...
I broke three fingers.
At three different times.
In the same week. One playing cricket and two playing football.
Brilliant.
And only once was I in gold as well.
Why were you playing football with broken fingers?
Well, you can, I suppose, can't you?
Well, yeah, I wasn't... First one was in goal, second one was out on pitch.
Okay.
Got kicked in the hand, believe it or not. And third one was fielding.
Diving for
hand.
A ball as a right winger.
So, nothing to do with anything crude?
No.
Unfortunately. And the Lily bit, you'll have to leave to your imagination.
Yeah.
Okay.
Any more for any more? What's your prediction for the weekend, please?
Yeah, I think we'll beat them.
Yeah. I think we'll beat them.
If we go for a clean sweep, we know that what that means.
You're going to hazard a guess as to the score?
2-1.
Okay, good.
2-1. 2-0 up, and then we'll be hanging on for the last 5 minutes.
What time train am I getting?
Yeah.
Huh?
What time train are you getting?
9:17. Apparently Cambridge. You leave things to Andy C to arrange. Apparently Cambridge has moved. Went to York on a later train.
9:17.
A.M.
Are you taking Damien Roberts with you?
No. What happened with Damien?
Well, you got on at Hitchin Saturday, he got on at Olsey, and there were no trains from Olsey, so you helpfully said, well, I've just got one from Hitchin if it helps, Damien. No, I'm back in my front room now. You sod.
I didn't see his reply. I partook.
No, I think Twitter took it down.
Oh, right, okay.
Poor boy's got car trouble, hasn't he?
Oh, bless him.
More than car trouble.
Okay. Train trouble and all on Saturday. It's good getting a train to home games. Makes all home games feel like an away game.
You can get all lashed up.
Well, they're not just that. I mean, that can happen, but it's nice. It just feels like more of a day out when you get a train there. I don't know why. Probably because I'm a bit of a prat.
Okay. I think that's just about everything. We've
covered.
Apologise for the change in atmosphere in the middle of it. We did get...
Flung out.
Ousted out of our studio.
We got kicked out of our room by some 7-year-olds.
Oh, I missed that.
And, yes, not too far away from the truth.
Can you apologise for the fact we haven't been on for 9 weeks?
Sorry.
No, we can't apologise for being busy, can we?
Can it just be insincere?
Yeah.
Thanks to Dina and Mark for...
back on air again for next season's pre-season podcast.
For giving up their time for the first time in 9 weeks. And thanks to Fingers Lily. Maybe another time we'll find out about the Lily bit.
Maybe in time. Thanks, Steve. Thanks for coming and bringing the microphone.
Why is it always got plenty to say? Most of it's a load of old toffee. This podcast was brought to you in association with www.boroughguide.co.uk. If you'd like to contact the podcast team or contribute to a future edition, please email us at aloadofoldtoffee@gmail.com, and that's with no spaces. You can also join us on Facebook by searching for A Load of Old Toffee, or you can follow us on Twitter at Old Toffee, again, no spaces.
A Load of Old Toffee. A Load of Old Toffee.